Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, if she knew what I knew. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 28 years. My husband and I had our kids right after college, so we are just getting to the point where we can enjoy life again as a couple. The first thing he wanted to do was try a threesome, and I was down to try anything with him. I was surprised by how much I liked it. That threesome led us to trying group intimacy parties or swinging, and it's a lot more exciting than threesomes. Now we are hooked on swinging. In March, we stayed at a resort that has a swingers weekend. We had so much fun that we already registered for the 2026 event. I told my best friend about it, and she registered too, since she has had not any luck with dating since her divorce. I'm always trying to get her out of the house, so I invited her to a house party with my husband and I. It was a real party, not a swingers party, but I saw a guy that I recently had sex with. I introduced him to my bestie, and they ended up hanging out all night and exchanged numbers. Since then, they have been dating. She said that he has not tried to have sex with her, and I can't believe it. He told her that he's a lawyer and a youth pastor. He's never been married, and he has a son. What he has not told her is that he met me at a swingers party and we've had sex twice. So I have not mentioned it to her either. She thinks that she's met Mr. Right and has no clue that he's huge and he really is a good lover. And he loves swinging. My husband said, as her bestie, I should warn her about this man. How do I tell my bestie that I had sex with her perfect new man? Well, you know, you just have to tell her. This is one of those exceptions where you have to tell this woman because he's telling her that he's a lawyer, a pastor, and all of this. And that's what you think he is. You have no idea that he's a swinger. You, as her best friend, can't let her go out like that. She needs to know. She needs to be the one to decide whether or not she wants to be with this lawyer and pastor and swinger. Okay? Especially the fact that, you know, you guys have been together. You got to give her that option. Usually, I would stay out of it. It's not your business. But I think this time you owe it to your friend. You owe it to your friend. And, you know, what's throwing me off about all this is that all these rules and morals all of a sudden, you're questioning it now because you guys are swingers. And does it matter who you've been with? Isn't that the whole point of swinging? The whole culture? Isn't that the point? So tell her. Let her know what she's getting into. You know, she likes this guy. He's being, he's not representing himself like he should. And I think she needs to know. And I think you need to be the one to tell her. Tommy.
Woo! Woo! He's swinging this morning. All right. And we got us an undercover swinging packing pastor. Is that what we got? An undercover swinging packing pastor.
Wow. That's a lot.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
All right. And pastor is holding things in. He don't want you to he don't want the lady to know who he is until he ready to lower the boom. Because we got what? We got an undercover swinging packing pastor. I think it's time right now.
Are you preaching this?
That we let pastor say what pastor wants to say.
Okay.
I think pastor coming from where I'm from and looking at who I want to swing with, because I'm looking at your girlfriend who looks beautiful to me, but I can't let her know what kind of man I am, what kind of package I got, because I am the undercover swinging packing pastor. Good God Almighty.
Sounds crazy.
That's who I am. You don't want to see my package until it's too late. And yes, we did have our relations, you and I. But that's all over now, because I like your friend. I want your friend. So right now, I'm going to let your lady know, let your friend know that it is time for me to reveal that swinging packing pastor that you ready to see, because she told you I was what? Packing. I would love for the doors of the swinging house to open.
Close it out.
There might be a swinger
the
today.
Invitation.
There may be a swinger coming with several friends. Because as the lady stated, that we started out swinging, but we like it when it's more people. A lot of naked going on in this relationship. Now, you got to understand this. And that this swinging has gotten so good, we had already reserved ourselves a naked spot in 2026 so that we can go and be naked there. And guess what? Pastor gonna be there when y'all get there in 2026. He's a lawyer. He's a pastor, and he's packing. He got a lot going on. He got a lot. I hate to say it. He reminds me of myself, just to a certain
what?
Degree.
But not, what? You know, just, and what? And what?
Just for a smidge, you know, when he got
you're
to the...
You're not a pastor. You're not a
I'm not a pastor, but just the guy, when we got to the packing part, I kind of understood it.
Anyway.
Y'all gonna do that together at the same time?
All right. Hang on.
Y'all gonna at the same time?
Keep it right there. Keep it right there, nephew. We'll have part two of our response to today's Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, if she knew what I knew. We'll get back into it right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it's time to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, if she knew what I knew, this woman wrote in, she's been married for 28 years. She and her husband had their kids right after college. So the kids are grown now and they have their empty nesters. They're getting to the point, she says, that they want to enjoy life again as a couple. So what's the first thing they decided they wanted to do? Well, have a threesome, of course. Doesn't everybody want?
No.
They wanted to try a threesome. All right. So she said she was down to try anything with her husband. And she was also very surprised at how much she liked it. So the threesome rolled into swingers now. Now they're full-blown swingers and all of this. And they're hooked on it. They went to a resort, swinging resort, recently. And now they've already signed up for one next year for that. that event that hasn't even happened yet. That's how much they're into it. So she also signed her best friend up for it. And her best friend, she says, has had, she hasn't had luck with dating since she's been divorced. So she invited her friend to a regular party, regular smuggler, not a swingers party or anything like that. But when they went, she happened to have seen one of the guys that she had sex with twice. And funny as it would happen, the guy liked her friend and they kind of hit it off. So her question, the woman who wrote the letter, is should she tell her friend that A, she's had sex with this guy twice, and B, he is a swinger, even though he told you he was a pastor and a lawyer and a father. He's a swinger, yeah, for real. Yeah. Yeah, he got a lot going on. Her friend thinks he's Mr. Right, and he loves swinging. So her dilemma is, should she tell her friend that? And that's where we are. I think she, of course, should tell him, and because her friend has a right to know, and she can make her own decisions. Tommy said, what'd you call him, Tommy? He's the
undercover swinging, packing pastor.
Yeah, she also said that he's packing and he's very good in bed. So, Junior, what you got?
What I got?
Yeah.
Do you know how much stuff it is to unpack in this letter? What do I have?
Speaking
pack
of packing.
Is the key word.
The question y'all said was tell her. Tell her. Why'd y'all tell me? I don't know. This is what y'all doing?
Yeah.
28 years of marriage. This is what y'all want to do. Mm-hmm. I know what I did here.
What?
Testing. I heard testing. Because everybody need to get tested. Everybody. Everybody in this letter need to get the husband, her. Mm-hmm. Everybody need to get tested. But as far as this pastor go, mm-hmm. I know one thing. If I know it's him, I'm taking my kids out of this church, though. My kids not going to Sunday school over here. I can't have Jamar learning from him. No, I pick my son up from Sunday school. He come with his dress shirt unbuttoned to his navel with a gold chain on. What you doing, Jamar? Where you learn this at? What is you doing? You trying to be all attractive. You ain't learned nothing. At this. No, there's no way. How is this normal? How is this normal? I just don't understand. How is this normal? What do you want us to say? Y'all signed up for a whole nother year.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I do know. I have went to dinner with my wife with a couple that was swingers. I did. But when I look down, I don't know who wants to swing with them.
Why?
Surely, these two are the most unattractive people. I see why they together. I know why they together. Unattractive, fine, unattractive. I see
So only ugly people swing? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it. The two I saw.
No.
But Junior, back to the dinner. How did this happen? I got to know. How did this happen? You ended up at dinner with swingers.
Yeah, yeah. And my wife tells me.
Because you're not going to brush over that.
We go to the Mexican restaurant. She says, now, she know how I am.
Uh-huh.
She says, hey, when we get in here, I just want to let you know, before we start sit down with these people, two of my friends is swingers. They married.
You just don't pop that on someone.
But she did.
Not on the way.
So I'm going in here. I'm looking at everybody at the table. I'm trying to figure out who the two. When I found the two, when I saw him swinging on what? Swinging baseball bats? Who they swinging? And I'm going to tell you something, Sean. I think that's it. No, then I don't know who swing with them. There's no way.
Wow.
Because if they try us, I turn this whole table over. That's what I do. Ask about me and see what happens. We had a Mexican restaurant. There'd be so much salsa on you. Yeah. I have guac. There's no way. So that's all I know. I was this is not something I could do. I can't see this. So
don't know. I mean, 28 years later, you may have a difference of opinion like
I
this couple.
I'm not going on this. Too much testing. It's crazy.
I think we're missing the big picture.
What is the big picture?
What's the big picture?
I think the big picture is, where is this in 2026 and what date is it? So we can go on.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Down there, Tommy. Where's this resort at so I don't have to stay there?
Thank you.
How is that the first thing on your mind that you want to do, though, after 28 years of marriage? The first thing you want to try is
they've been wanting to do that.
The first thing? They got the kids out of the house. They're empty nesters. Now, the first thing you want, you don't want to travel. You don't want to do anything. You just want a threesome. Let's go.
I'm not looking across the room at my wife. That's not happening.
Yeah.
What?
But anyway.
No.
All right. So I guess we're all in agreement that she should tell her best friend, though, because that is her question.
I can't tell you if you should or not. Listen, y'all gonna find out eventually. Y'all swing. Somebody gonna know in just a second.
Yes, Tommy.
But
yes.
Do we all agree that we going next year?
That's no, all. No, leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.